Hi everyone, it's Michelle, and this is our fifth call in the Let and Go series. It is April 30th, 2020, and let's begin, as we always do, in Shavasana. So find a comfortable place to lie down where you will not be disturbed. To the best of your ability, find that quiet place, and then be content with whatever you found today. Maybe it's a more quiet place than usual. Maybe you've got people in your house. Wherever you are, find that santosha, contentment, all is well. This place is my perfect place for my Shavasana today. Have props around you so that you can support your head and neck fully, so you can support the calves or the thighs, so that the low back is comfortable, and so that the chin is lower than the forehead, or at least level with it. So set yourself up for your Shavasana today, where you can breathe easily, where you can let go of whatever else has been happening in your day, and simply be. Take the time to adjust your props as needed. So, is your body aligned along the center line? Is the head comfortable? Is the neck comfortable? Have you paid attention today to the details? What about the low back? Are the legs adequately supported so that your low back feels spacious and at ease? Are there any props or walls or desks or things nearby you? So when there's something that is nearly touching our hand in Shavasana as the arms are outstretched, the body naturally recoils from that thing. Even if it's close by but not touching, the body tends to shrink, and that's not what we want in Shavasana. So if you haven't already and you're noticing there's things in your space, your feet are almost bumping into things, like, take the time to reset up your surroundings so that there's spaciousness. And then again, lie down, alignment in the body, legs, arms equidistant from the center line, face soft, chest open, eyes softly closed. And behind closed eyes, take a moment to scan the body. How does your body feel today, this moment, here and now? Have you been taking care of your body today? What's it telling you about the quality of your day? Without judgment, just notice what is. Loving kindness toward yourself and toward all that is. Just notice. What's my body feel like today? What's the breath feel like today? Have you even noticed the breath before this moment? Even if you did Shavasana earlier this morning, are you really paying attention? What's this breath like here and now? Can you observe it without judging it? This is your perfect breath. It is what it is today. What's it like? This practice alone is revolutionary. Can I look at things without judging them? That person in front of me, that someone who's saying something I don't like, social distancing, COVID world, the news. Can I just look at things and not need to judge them? It starts here, with this breath. What is? Just awareness. And then as other thoughts come up outside of your relaxed, focused attention on the breath. Just let them go as so unimportant right now. Just let them fade away due to lack of attention to them, because they just don't matter right now. You can pick them up again later, no worries. Just let them go right now, because your breath is what matters, because you're here, right now, curious with the curiosity of a child about this breath. What's its quality? What's it like? Watch the breath. When we don't notice something, it's impossible to appreciate it, as far as I know, because we don't even know it's there. Appreciation starts at home inside us with this breath. After all, it's giving you life right here, right now. In the yoga tradition, breath is prana, life force energy. Awareness first. Have you taken time to be aware of the breath, to notice the breath, to be grateful for it? Most everyone who's been alive on our planet isn't breathing anymore. You are. How wonderful is that? Watch the breath. Can you feel it? It's a gift. Have you paid attention today? If not, no judgment, because you can right now. Watch this breath. Here and now. And take this time for yourself. As we stay in Shavasana, finding a comfortable place and then just being here in stillness, watching the breath. There's a spaciousness that sometimes arises. Quietness, spaciousness. Pause. Take this time for yourself, noticing this gift of the breath. Let this time be for you. And then letting go of Shavasana as easily as you came in. The letting go starts just with the thought that soon you will move. Allow the breath to deepen. Place the hands on the torso. Feel the breath. Bend the knees. Give yourself a hug. Rock slowly from side to side, massage the lower back. Roll onto the right side, take your time. Softly open the eyes, keeping the gaze toward the floor. Slowly press yourself up to sitting and return to our virtual circle. Camera proudly on whenever possible, so you can let yourself be seen, let yourself be fully present here. And also, if that's not possible right now and your camera needs to be off, no judgment, that's fine too. And if you're listening to my voice later in the recording, all perfect ways to access this call. Whenever possible, camera on so that we can see you. Hi, Yvonne and Teresa, great to see you here. Let's hear from one or two of you. Hi, Lindsay. What did you love about Shavasana today? What was juicy, yummy, beautiful? What did you notice that you love? Who would like to begin? Mary Kay.
Well, I noticed something deeper about self-care. There was some kind of release in my body, and then I realized I spend a lot of time and energy resisting taking care of myself.
Nice notice.
And that may not seem like exactly what you love about, you know, Shavasana, but for me it is, because it's like, wow, I didn't know that.
Shavasana is amazing. Its gifts are, I have not found the end of them, the depth of them. It continues to expand after many, many years of practice. And the insights that come, that one insight, I've been resisting self-care. How much energy am I draining both by resisting it and then by not doing it? And all that time and energy that I'm pushing against Devasia, pushing against self-care, strangely enough. It's not often in the places we expect. Well, what if I let that go? What if I actually allowed that in? What could be possible for my company just from these few minutes of Shavasana, that insight that might have taken 20 or 30 years and have never come outside of this Shavasana format where the universe just sends us stuff and we're not looking for it. It just sends us stuff. Really nice notice. Thanks, Mary Kay. Beautiful.
Thank you.
One more. What did you love in Shavasana today? Might have been 99 things drawing your attention somewhere else. But there's always one thing when we look that we love. Such an important practice for this COVID-19 world. What do I love here? 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 Who'd like to go next? It's so fun. I love this moment, like watching you. Not me. I'm not looking down. That would happen at the university sometimes too. It's like, I'm not going to answer this. Super. To me, it's a really fun moment. It's fun. That moment is filled with fun. Lindsay, you had your hand up. Thank you.
For me, it was, I've been battling back pain. And for the first time, I felt like I wasn't in pain. I was able to just actually relax and not feel that pain.
Wow. Again, the gifts are so deep with Shavasana. It's such a simple practice that sometimes we don't, like simple seeming, that we actually don't do it because it's just that, you know. But the doing it, the profound gifts in back pain, not actually in pain, and it took a couple minutes. How many meds do we take? How many doctors do we see? I mean, I'm not saying don't do those things. But the possibility of letting go and releasing what doesn't serve us. Both Mary Kay's and Lindsay's were releasing things that didn't serve. Letting go. How perfect that it's in this series. And as we let go of these things, we have much more space for the things that really matter to us. Oh, I love that. And thinking of what just popped onto Wendy, you just popped onto the screen, and on my screen, Steve and Wendy, you're right, you know, Steve's here, Wendy's here, and you both look like Mexico right now. How beautiful is that? We're getting ready for Mexico at home. It's so perfect. So anything else bubbling up wanting to be said at this juncture? Yeah, Wendy, go ahead.
This is my Mexico, just so you know. This is a picture from when my family and I were in Mexico.
How perfect is that?
Yeah, so it was so beautiful. I just have had some really big awakenings and awarenesses that I'm so grateful for around that I can find the peace and quiet of Shavasana no matter what. So I was like driving, I was planning on bringing my child home and I thought she was gonna be with me, but then she wanted to stay at a friend's house. And so I was trying to get her all settled there and I knew I wasn't gonna have time to make it all the way home. And I was like, oh, but I really want the Shavasana, I really want it. And I just thought, you know what, just turn on Zoom on the way home. And I even drove, which I know you don't usually recommend. I kept my
Please
eyes
don't
open.
Do that. Actually, like, you know, la, 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 don't be listening to this, okay? Like, and I really, really mean it, okay? And I'm glad it served you. And for safety, please, no one ever don't. And I'm glad it served you. And please never, ever do that, really, truly, all right? And I'm glad it served you. And don't ever do that. Y'all heard me, right? And Wendy, I'm so glad that it served you. And the thing that I'm hearing that's so beautiful here is that I can access the quiet anytime. That's profound. And again, especially now, we've been doing this practice for a long time together. And especially now, how perfect is that? I can access this quiet anytime. Wendy, thank you. Beautiful. Love it. All right. Anything else wanting to be said, bubbling up? About this Shavasana. Okay, I would love to hear a couple of words from you then. And in a way, this dovetails really nicely, though, because this is really a win in a way from my Shavasana. It's like, I love this piece of it. That could be a win. Now I'd like to move into broader wins. Well, what's rolling for you in your week? What have you been loving? It might be I had this one breath. It might be that I had a sale. It might be that I had a conversation with a family member where I was deeply aligned. Like, there are no restrictions on wins. Do you know what I'm saying? And the more we see them, the more they come our way. Who would like to share first? I saw Yvonne and then Steve. So Yvonne, you're up and then Steve.
I finished my bookkeeping and dropped it off this morning.
So. I'm sorry, it's a little hard to hear. Can you say again?
I finished my bookkeeping and dropped it off this morning. Done, complete.
Oh,
out of my
goodness.
Hair, off my plate.
Fantastic. I don't know if you all love bookkeeping as much as I do. Actually, I do love it a lot more than I used to because I've got the best bookkeeper on the planet. But releasing something that is no longer needs to be done by you. How wonderful is that? Finding a little more breath, finding a little more ease. Really wonderful. So good. Important for all of us to get all those pieces done. Right. And to outsource them. If we don't like them, like, let somebody else do that. Still, there's pieces that we might have to do, but let it go. Right. Yvonne, love it. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Steve, how about you?
I had a really interesting thing happen with one of my coaching clients in the past week. He and I have been struggling to find a way for him to do certain tasks on a consistent basis. And I came up with a little trick that actually seems to have worked. And then what was really amusing, I'm reading, every morning I read as part of my morning ritual, and I'm reading the book, Tiny Habits. I don't know if people have read that book, but it's really, really good. And what I discovered was that what I had him do was exactly aligned with a piece that I hadn't yet read in the book.
Gotta love that.
So it was, I don't know, the universe conspiring, who knows? But it's really working. So he is thrilled.
That.
I'm excited. 'Cause we've been struggling with this for a month.
I love that, Steve. Talk about alignment and knowing that the universe is sending you beautiful things, and talk about confirmation that you find it in this book after you shared it with Hannes. Yeah, how fun is that, right? It's fun, too. It's fun, it's beautiful, it's aligned. It's like, that's the way that life should feel, you know? And also that it's okay that if we are struggling for a bit or working to find something that is not quite working yet, then the joy of coming into that alignment, it's like, oh, and now it's working. Not to even fear those moments of when it's been a little bit harder, because in that process of coming into that alignment and then seeing it in the book, like, how fun is that? How fun is that, right? So beautiful. Thank you so much. Love that. Reminder to all of you, keep sharing your wins in the Facebook forum. Keep sharing them on connection calls. Keep sharing them with your buddy. If you don't have a buddy right now because you forgot who they are or you haven't had one in a while, go find one. It's easy to find one. You'll post in the Facebook group, hey, I'd like a buddy, right? Or with your small members of your small group. If you have a small group, if you're Diamond or Diamond Elite, if it's part of your program, lean in with somebody that you haven't spoken with yet as much in the community. Lean with somebody that you talk to regularly. Just lean in, share those wins. Universe loves sending us more as we really see them. I'm on at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I don't know how many. I've lost track of how many calls a week that I'm on where I share wins. It has been a regular part of my life weekly for over 6 years, actually twice a week for over 6 years. And now it seems to have proliferated. I can't tell you, there's not words to say how important these practices are. I don't waste my time. You know? it's joyful. It's fun. It brings more of them. It's a great thing to do and in multiple places. And don't be afraid to share the same win in multiple different places. It'll be heard differently by different audiences. Imagine share it with your parent, you know, your mom or your dad or your kid or your business partner or somebody in this community or your friend or your dog. You're going to get different responses. So go ahead and enjoy them all. Right? Only dream enablers. Your dog is probably a dream enabler. Go for it. All right. So wins. Anything else bubbling up wanting to be said without which we can't go forward? Yeah. Wendy, go.
I'm bubbling up all over the place today.
You are. I love it, Wendy.
Utah has not been affected as extremely as some other areas. And so I think as of tomorrow, they're doing some soft opening. Mm-hmm. And so I am so excited. I scheduled, it's even actually in her home. So it's still pretty social distancing, but was able to find a gal who does massage and energy work combined. And I have a massage on the books for tomorrow. So.
Oh my goodness. I'm just like happy dancing for you. And then also, so thank you for sharing that. And then just notice how you heard that. Because it's a perfect example of Raga and Devasia, right? Did some part of you go, wow, that's, if you love massage, you know, and energy work, that's going to happen for me down the way. And it's all perfect, just like coming in or out of Shavasana, I just let it go. It's all perfect. Or was some part of you, and again, it means you're human, if it happened and the awareness is wonderful, go, oh, she gets to do that. I don't get to do that yet. Or just notice. That would be raga, attachment, and it would cause you suffering. And then just see if the yogis are right or not, if that's what happened in you, because it might have. Everybody's been at home for a while and so on. And so, Wendy, thank you so much for that, because that's helpful to each one of us to see the micro play of it. Raga, attachment, if there was anybody who had that, great, just breathe. And just like the thoughts in Shavasana, just let it go. And when we can celebrate with another and not happy face on empty gas gauge, if some part of you is going, And Wendy, I hope you don't mind that I've said this, because you were even aware of it as you're saying, I know that not everybody's open yet, but, you know, right? So not happy face on empty gas gauge is like, Wendy, I'm really happy for you. You know, like that doesn't, no energy moves at all. In fact, it just covers it over, right? So none of that, not needed, not helpful, right? Being honest with where you actually are with that. And this is like such a great review of Raga and Devasia. It's like, well, I really, really want that. I have to have that or else, right? Or pushing away. It's like, don't tell me about that because I don't get to do that yet. La, I'm not like, happens at micro levels. The sooner we can catch it, the more playful we can be about it too. The more we go, oh, look, means I'm human. I had a passing moment where I go, oh, I wish that were me. Yesterday, I was telling my team that yesterday afternoon would have been a massage day if I could go for a massage. And so what I was telling, it was Amy yesterday morning. I was saying, it's, you know, this would have been a massage day before. I think it's restorative yoga. And I'm so excited to share that with you at our Mexico at Home retreat. I was just lying on a bolster. Of everybody here, I think Yvonne, you know the best how deeply beautiful that practice is, right? And so as we're listening, thank you, Wendy, so much for sharing that. So happy. I am genuinely happy for you. One of the reasons I can be genuinely happy is yesterday, if I were listening at the moment that I wanted a massage, I might have been in a different state. And my restorative yoga was so delicious and so beautiful. Reviewing that piece of the Letting Go series too, self-care. How deeply are you taking care of yourself? The more I have that, like here's my service. So here's those roots of self-care. I probably would have heard Wendy differently if I had not spent an hour, I think it was, lying on a bolster yesterday. So noticing how these teachings are related. And Wendy, thank you so much for sharing that with us. And yes, we all will be there in whatever that thing is as things open up. And a great way to be in our lives, I would say, a beautiful, empowering story is something like eager and anticipating what's coming next. Well, enjoying this moment here and now. Make sense? It's so simple to say, but how do we actually enact that moment by moment? Eager and anticipating the next moment. Well, thoroughly loving this moment now. Shavasana trains that. Our listening to other people's wins trains that when we're paying attention, right? Am I eagerly anticipating my moment of massage or whatever it is, but not in a rush about it, not in a hurry about it, enjoying this moment now about hearing about Wendy's and being fully immersed in that, or this moment of the breath, or this particular turn of phrase in this strategy session with this person, etc. Right? So Wendy, thank you for that. Both a beautiful share, beautiful win, and a beautiful opportunity to review so many pieces of the Letting Go series at the beginning of our call here, or partway into our call here. Beautiful. Enjoy. Anything else bursting to be said without which we can't go forward? Okay. So a couple of announcements to begin. So there should be a new calendar in your inbox. And if not, okay, it did appear. Thanks, Bart. So I want to just acknowledge Emily here in this. To have a calendar that stretches out a year is no mean feat, especially in this, in the uncertainties of this world. We've done our best to do that for you. And without hours of Emily's work, this could not be in front of you. So, and notice too that there are some changes. We have a rapidly changing world. I have like 12 trips that got canceled this year. And so lots of things shifting and changing. And so we're just doing our best to serve you. Please note these dates are the ones that are the current ones. So please update your calendars. And one of the things that is an update is, I've mentioned it on the call last week, but we do have a call next Thursday. And I'm so excited about our call next Thursday because my dear, dear friend, Sarah Reif-Hecking is coming to teach. Only because it's just, she's sharing out of the goodness of her heart because I was gonna say I begged her. I didn't beg her, all I had to do was ask. She's like, Michelle, I'm there. So I asked Sarah to come in because for one thing, usually you guys would be flying into Mexico. We didn't need a pause there because we're not flying into Mexico. So, nobody could ever make it to that call very easily because we're too busy getting onto flights in previous years. That's why that one's usually a space, but it's not hard to get onto. I know it can be, I appreciate you being here. It can be hard to carve out that time of an hour and a half, which is why I want Sarah to come and talk to us, because she makes it so much easier to carve out that time, easier to plan our day and our week in ways that make sense. And what she's doing with us is a training that she does occasionally out in the world, but mostly it's reserved for her high-end group. And but she's doing it for us here just because I asked her to. And in this call, I'm really excited about it coming right before Mexico too, because our Mexico at Home retreat, thank you. One of you, I heard from one of you going like, I was actually getting kind of scared about the Mexico at Home retreat. And now I'm really excited about it. I've heard that from one or two of you. And, wherever you are on that spectrum, don't worry about it. It's all good. And I think it's because, how many have found that staring at a screen for an hour or 2 hours or a day can be a little bit tiring, or even more than a little bit tiring. Raise your hand. Absolutely. You know, my hands are up too. And so Sarah's going to help us organize our day and our week to make that easier and better as we come into Mexico. And then also the Mexico at home retreat is designed. We've been working really hard. Yvonne knows this behind the scenes, many team members over many hours, Yvonne included, to help bring us the very best of the very best. So we end up by the end of that week more energized, and the end of each day more energized, not less. And this is going to be co-created by you two, and we've got a ton of ideas about what we're doing. And we ask also for your flexibility and for your beginner's mind, because there's a whole bunch of things up our sleeve in order to have that be empowering and uplifting and truly of service to you. And Barb adds, I just did a 3-day virtual conference in Reno. And Barb, how did that go? How did it go energetically? I want to ask that. Talk to us about that, what you just said, what you just showed us.
It was, it was exhausting. You wouldn't think sitting. No airports, no this, that, and the other thing, but it was exhausting nonetheless.
Yes.
Of course, I was being on the East Coast, and it was a West Coast time zone.
So right. So one of our aims here is like, how do we do this differently? How do we do this differently? And again, it's going to be co-created by you guys, and you're going to be watching how you play is going to be a huge, huge thing. And by the end, we're going to create something that doesn't exist right now on this planet. I don't know anybody else who's got their eye on this. I have never been more excited about the Mexico retreat. And Yvonne, I know many of you know how excited I get about the Mexico retreat. Yvonne, this would be your fifth annual, something like that. You know that I get very excited about the Mexico retreat. I promise you, and I don't throw that word around, I've never been more excited about a Mexico retreat before, because to bring this to our homes, where we live, there could not be something more crucial that we do on the planet. So super excited about that coming up. So thank you for that, Barb. Yes. And Steve, yes.
A couple of questions. Is Sarah's session going to be recorded? Because I can't be there because it wasn't on a calendar.
Understood.
Other things now on that and that time slot.
Yes, absolutely. It'll be recorded for you as always. So, and we'll have that accessible to you. So for anyone who can be there on the court, of course, I always encourage you to do that. And then if you've got something else, there was not originally a call there, as Steve mentioned, no worries. The recording will be there for you afterwards. So thanks for that clarifying question.
And then has there been something sent out about Mexico? Because I haven't seen
anything. Yeah, you haven't seen it. And no, there has not. And I did tell you.
Oh, all right. I just want to make sure I hadn't missed it. Because
you haven't missed anything. And I appreciate you guys being patient with us. And it's not because we're not working on it. It's because we've been doing so many hours of studying and working behind the scenes to create things for you. And that we don't have that to you yet because it's being so creative. Like, I mean, Yvonne was on the last meeting about it, right? And just I don't even know how to describe it, just the setup and the number of things that we're thinking about for you, even from somebody like Yvonne, who's been there 5 times before, she's like, wow, you're thinking about that and that and that and that and that and that. And so we're not, because I don't want to send out something to you that is, less than the all that it can be. And what I am going to suggest is your flexibility, your beginner's mind, and we are going to do some things right on the call today that will help you prepare for it, right? So there will be more things forthcoming. And Mexico starts, it goes Saturday to Saturday, right? It goes Saturday to Saturday. And this Saturday is going to be a day of activity and preparation for you. Let me put it that way. Right. And I'll be telling you more about it on our call next week. And then as we get there. All right. But, in the live version, y'all would have been flying in lots of you that day or the day before. And there's a kind of preparation for stepping into a different world. And that's what Saturday is going to be about. Lock off the time on Saturday. Don't worry. You're certainly not going to be staring at a screen that day, but it is going to take that Saturday. Leave yourself aside that Saturday. The Sunday, we're just meeting for an hour and a half from 10:30 till 12. It is Mother's Day. We're setting the energy and gathering for an hour and a half. The rest of it, you're going to be on the court with your families or loved ones or whoever you spend Mother's Day with. But we will gather together that morning. So block that time aside. I'm speaking Mountain Time. And block aside Mountain Time, Monday through Friday, 9 till 9. Do not worry. You will not be staring at a screen from 9 to 9. I promise you. All right. But I want you to block off that time so that you are available to and for yourself for that time. And if that itself pushes some buttons, because I can't do that. Well, if you were in Mexico Live, you'd be away from your setting. So what can you do at home that gives you that time to the best of your ability? And then if you're hanging on to something in this, notice that raga attachment, let it go. And all the things that we've just practiced in the Letting Go series, we're going to be learning even more deeply with Mexico. And then the final Saturday, book off from 9 till noon that day, and more information about structures and so on forthcoming. But I really I thought about this very, very carefully. And I didn't really ask Yvonne if you're not sure about that. She knows like how many hours have been going into this, right? So I didn't want to give you, even though I had those hours, but I don't want to promise you that we're going to be on other than those Saturday and Sunday, and then just book 9 to 9 Monday through Friday. I didn't want to promise you that we're going to be on and then off this time. And I want you to be available to yourself for those hours. And also, we may have some flexibility depending on how the energy, we're going to be watching the energy and you're going to be watching how you're playing. And we have multiple strategies to allow energy to grow rather than to be drained, right? Energy to build. So super excited about it. Allow yourself to be in the unknowing. And that itself is a practice as well. With COVID-19, we can't know all the details of things. And so what is it to sit in that unknowing and be okay with that? That itself might even be your most important spiritual practice as you're coming up to Mexico. If you heard what I said and it made sense to you, raise your hand. That could be your most important piece of Mexico, is being in that unknowing. Yes, you got it. Thank you. Good. All right. So Sarah, next week, Mexico at Home coming up. And there will be things coming in your inbox. The first of them may come tomorrow, and it might just come. It depends on Emily's time. It may come early next week by Monday or Tuesday. And what you'll be looking for, there'll be a survey. There will be a waiver, because we will be doing yoga. And again, no experience required. And so there's a waiver and also information, so I know things about your body. Remember what we did with the Yoga for Entrepreneurs, for instance. You will be taking good care of your body. And remembering less is more, and we're going to start out super gentle and like no worries. It's going to be super supportive for you. So there'll be the waiver, and there's a confidentiality form as well that we'll be filling out. And then there's probably, I was talking to Emily about this, a photo waiver, not because we're going to be taking 1,000 photos of you guys smiling on the screen, but we might even have you taking a picture of yourself, and you might send it in to me and give me permission to share it with my email list or something like that. So don't worry, there aren't going to be like stealth photos, but it just, then we don't have to go, oh, Mary Kay took a picture of herself in her living room, and now it would be really nice to share that, or Teresa did, or whatever it is. And hey, now we got to chase after you with a form. So there's going to be some forms in your inbox like that. And don't worry, there's not a barrage of photos and videos, but there might be some different ways that we play, both on screen and off screen, and it just allows us, it enables that to even just to share with each other if we post it in the Facebook group or something like that. Okay. All right. Any questions about the announcements? I know there's 1,000 questions about the Mexico at Home retreat. Just be ready for something that has the possibility to change everything for you. Be ready for a beautiful experience. Be ready for something that you've never experienced before. No one on the planet has, actually. I'm so looking forward to it. So Wendy and then Steve.
I was just glancing through the calendar briefly, but I feel like there was a there was a short little call every day in June for a week, and I didn't see that on the calendar. Has that gone?
Yes. Yes. Thank you for mentioning that. And we did take that off. It's called Empowering Stories for Entrepreneurs. It's not actually officially part of your journey, but we have put it usually on the calendar for you to let you know it's coming up. And the last time we did Empowering Stories for Entrepreneurs was a year and a half ago. And because of other things going on with this COVID-19 world and other other things that we're going to be telling you about that I'm super excited about, it's actually going to serve you better. Then that series, we took it off. There is going to be that week, there's going to be one interview, and then we're probably going to be scheduling out some interviews over upcoming months. And those are accessible both to you and to the outside world. You can invite friends there. So thank you for that clarifying question. That did go away, and we've got something else coming up real soon that you'll be hearing about. And there will be interviews, but they're just not going to be all that week for all kinds of reasons that, if you want to know more about it, ask me a question about it, because I'm happy to tell you about strategies and the whys and so on. So that did go away, but there's other things coming your way. And there will be those interviews. They're just going to be stretched out over months, and you'll be able to access them when they come. Just keep an eye on your inbox, because that's accessible to everybody. Like I said, it's accessible to the world.
I just wanted to make sure I was updating things in the right.
Yes. Thank you so much for mentioning that. And actually, I would have mentioned it if had I thought of it. There's many moving parts right now. So thank you, Wendy. Thank you so much. Steve.
Just really quickly, did you give us a time on the first Saturday?
The first Saturday, I'm saying like book aside your day. Aside your day. So think 9 till 9 again, but we are certainly not going to be staring at a screen on Saturday. But I want you to have, how do I say this? Envision that your week is done by Friday, and you've got done what you need to do. And then Saturday is, think of it like a day of clearing and inner preparation for our week. So just book aside that time, and I'll be telling you more about it as we get closer. Make sense?
Okay, that's fine.
Thanks for that. That's a very clarifying question. Okay. Anything else? I know you have 100 questions. Raga Deveja, I have to know or else let it go. I can't come to the leave. I don't know what it is. Push away. No, let it go.
It's just I need to let my family know what.
Understood. Yes, understood.
So
yeah, for sure. Just tell them that you're going to be. You've been asked to be engaged all that day, and all that week, and then more forthcoming as we get closer. And also, that itself might be one of the most important things. I've been asked to do this. I don't even know what's happening, and how do I communicate that to my family? That might be one of your most important things for the retreat too. There's going to be openings in all different places. And are you willing to, who's willing to learn from more place than one than just like when this kind of transmission is happening? If you're willing to learn by multiple things that are going to be happening in some surprising corners, raise your hand. Willing to learn, just check in and see. Thank you. Thanks for that. Yeah. And Yvonne is like, I know, I better be. Oh, Yvonne, you're muted. What is it?
Oh, I was going to say that, you know, you better just raise your hand because it's going to happen no matter, you know, how hard you fight it. It's going to happen.
Thank you, Yvonne. Letting go. All right. And, you know, that's the thing, too. Sometimes we, like, this is the letting go series. And there are deeper and deeper levels of that. Like, I learned when my man died. I was in the middle of teaching a letting go series. Like, oh, there's a deeper level of this. Okay, letting go. I got that, Michelle. Yeah, but I got to know something, right? And if there's any piece of you hanging on to that, it's like, oh, okay. There's a new level of letting go that I can learn here. So I'm just being playful about it, giving yourself some spaciousness about it, and being gentle with yourself. If there's, when you notice you're hanging on to something or pushing something away, it's like, means you're human. We're doing it all the time, right? So lots of chances to play with this upcoming Mexico at Home retreat. All right. Anything else bursting to be said, really needing to be said before we can go on? You know, so the call is different this time. It's like, if you really need to speak, there's a space. Okay, good. So there are three parts to the remaining part of our call today. Listening continued. I'm just going to call it listening continued is part one. Part two is Mary Kay posted some great questions, so they're going to go in the middle of the rest of our call. And then part three is some preparation for Mexico, right? And I just called it letting go for Mexico in my notes. So it continues the material of letting go. So I want to remind you, we already kind of gathered the energy of Raga, Deveja, pushing, pulling, and self-care from the last few calls. And again, I so appreciate Barb. I don't know that anybody's ever mentioned or named it that way, but the self-care piece, the call we did, you called it mind-blowing. I loved that. I just love that. And I think it's mind-blowing too when we really actually understand the depth of it. So been there, done that, reference the other calls. But from last time we started talking about listening from the inside out, why listening is so important. And it's deeply a part of the letting go process, because usually who I'm listening to, usually people aren't listening. Usually we're not listening. Even the best of us who are really good at listening, we're usually waiting for our turn to speak. We're usually listening to, or we're not listening to who we want to listen to. We're listening to our editor. We're listening to the grumbling of our stomach and not listening to that person. We're listening to a fear about something coming up, which is another form of our editor. We're listening to an old pattern that happened before, so we're expecting that again. It's like there's a, to actually listen is a standout quality and a standout skill. And it is a skill. It's something that we can develop. We're not born with listening or not. We can develop that skill. It's super important for every aspect of our company. Our companies begin and end with being able to listen to people differently. As in the last chapter of my PhD dissertation, it's called Listening Differently. I really wanted to understand that. If we can't hear another human being, we don't have a company. Right? If we can't hear that other human being, we don't have a company. So, and we got toward the end of the last call, it was a play between Sergio and Sergio's words and Mary Kay. Mary Kay, thank you for playing. And it went something like this. And if you weren't on that call, man, you're going to want to see that. Mary Kay said, ferret. And I said, because Sergio said, well, one of the things we need to do is repeat back those words. That's how the person can tell we're listening. And I wanted to get to a deeper level of listening. And I agree with Sergio. And we even learned that over there in practical applications. But with Mary Kay and I, and thank you so much for playing Mary Kay, because that was not an easy role to play. I did say, you know, it would make me look especially bad, right? But even in the playful version, it's hard, because it went something like, Mary Kay, ferret. And I said, ferret. There was no listening whatsoever. And Mary Kay said something, even though I was doing what you're supposed to do to listen. And there's a whole list. You can go look them up of all the things I'm supposed to do so people will know I'm listening and that I'm listening. I'm going to lean in. I mean, I'm not mocking these things. I think these things are important. I'm going to lean in. I'm going to repeat their words. I'm going to, all kinds of stuff, right? I'm not going to have closed body language and cross my arms. I mean, you can go, there's dozens of these things out there. And yes, they're all important. And they all also all miss the mark. So, because Mary Kay, what she said, I think was really revealing. She said, because all I was doing was what Sergio told me to do, and he rightly told me to do it. And Mary Kay said, how did you say that? I had all kinds of things to say and all of a sudden I had nothing to say. When I was doing everything right. So, and this is disastrous for our companies. Somebody comes in a strategy session, and it's really important that we hear their stories. And all of a sudden they don't want to say anything. Or even in the way that we pick up people's words when we're speaking to an audience. And we're using those words like we're taught to do, even in practical applications. Or we're talking to a potential team member, and all of a sudden they don't want to tell us what's really going on, or a family member, or whatever it is. So something really important going on here in and around listening. And I want to say, too, that you can go look up those things about communication skills and listening deeply and lean in, open body language, don't interrupt people, have a space. Like, you know, there's a bunch of things out there. And I want to say this too. Does this make sense to you? Have you ever seen it? Somebody could be breaking all those rules and somehow you know they've heard every single word you've said. Has that ever happened to you? Let me give you an example. I broke all the rules. It was two of our alumni. We were all at another event somewhere down in Vegas, I think it was. So we took some time together and I said, I really want to listen to your questions and we'll have a little session where, you know, we'll have an on-site session. I thought that's how the session was going to go. And then I realized that I'd already been listening to them for a couple of months. They'd been in the program for a couple months. So I thought I was going to listen to them first. They didn't get to say anything. I talk a lot, right? So they didn't get to say anything. And I think I spoke nonstop for 90 minutes. At the end, they said, that's exactly what I needed. How did you know? That was like, that was a question that I didn't even get a chance to ask. And I didn't lean in. I didn't repeat their words. I didn't even stop interrupting them. They didn't even get a word in edgewise. And they felt so heard. I broke all the rules. In strategy sessions, I interrupt people regularly. You shouldn't do that. So if those rules don't work, then what? Like, how does listening, real listening, actually happen? And I'm not saying don't repeat their words. I'm not saying don't lean in. I'm not saying, like, you know, don't have an open body posture or all those things that you can go and Google. How does real listening actually happen? How do you know that somebody's actually listening? How do you know when you're listening? Anyone want to venture a, it's not a guess, it's an actual, I know it's observed reality, right? Steve, go ahead.
Find my unmute button. It's a real connection that I feel, whether it's I'm listening or I'm being heard. It's visceral. It's really there. I had that happen yesterday with a client who at the end of the call said, thank you for listening to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And,
yeah, I see your thumbs up, Dottie. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So she had some, you know, some real concerns and some real, you know, we struggled through a number of things together.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But she said it really mattered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this unit is here. This training is here in the Letting Go series. Well, it's here because it matters so foundationally for our companies. And that it's not what I see out there in the world. There's something deeper than what's out there. Even though it's almost like those are tips and tricks. And they can be helpful. But what we can end up with is a kind of mimicry of listening, which is something very different from what Steve's been talking about here. It can look like somebody's listening and they've got the outward form, but none of it's real. But when there's real listening happening, like what Steve was just describing here, so there's a real connection. And Steve, I'm just going to make you meet your line here. And I feel it. And it's visceral. It's right in the body. So then how do we create those conditions of possibility? How can we allow for a deeper listening? Well, the very first thing, go ahead, Wendy, go ahead.
I just think that this fits so perfectly in the letting go, and it has so much to do with being aligned with, like the truthfulness of ourselves, them, who they are as a person, who the universe is, and quieting all of the worldly chatter. And then like Steve said, connecting, like, but you almost have to let go of the list, because I think sometimes we get so caught up in, okay, here's the 20 steps of how to listen. And so I've got to, like, you're so caught up in making sure you're doing all the steps that you're certainly not listening.
Thank you. Yes, exactly. Beautiful. And quietening the chatter, starting the day with Shavasana, another layer of why it's so important. If I start out the day with my head buzzing with all this stuff, how could I possibly listen? If I don't even know what's going on inside my own head, how could I listen to another human being? Foundational to begin that day in Shavasana, right? And who they are, who I am. So all of the pieces that we're learning about story are important too. And we learn it in different ways in different parts of the year. Because if I've got all my stories running, let's say I've got my not enoughness stories running. Oh no, I'm not enough. I don't know my work well enough. I haven't done this enough, or I'm not experienced enough. I don't know this person enough, blah, 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 blah. And I got all my stuff over here, all these old stories. Now I'm going to try to listen to that other human being. I don't know how to do that. One of my prayers, you guys have heard me say this since I was a kid, like, make me a channel of your peace. Can I just be a clear channel so that things can come through me? And when I can get rid of the cobwebs inside me, clear out the junk, then I can start to be that channel to actually create that listening, that I care about that person, that I'm not just ready to jump in with the thing that I want to say, because that also comes from a not enoughness. What if I don't say the right thing? I better pre-plan it. I better prepare it. Otherwise, it's not going to be good enough, et cetera, et cetera. Comes from some kind of old story. Comes from either raga or devasia, probably, or one of the other kleshas. I'm hanging on to looking smarter. I'm hanging on to making sure I have the right response or whatever it is. It's going to cause suffering and it impedes the listening. Raga, devasia, pushing away. I don't like what you said, so I've got to figure out a way to mold it into something that's better, because otherwise, devasia, pushing away, not listening. Not enough self-care. I haven't slept in 3 days and now I try to listen to that person and all that's going to happen is a kicking up of those old stories. So everything that we've done so far in the Letting Go series allows us the possibility for a deeper listening that doesn't depend on technique. And it, you know, you could break all the rules or you could use the rules, but what is it? How much does their story matter to me? How much have I cleared out my own stuff so I'm not attached to the way the conversation goes? How unattached can I be to the outcome of the conversation, to the way it goes, to whether I look smart or not, to whether I get my way, all that stuff. When all that stuff's in the way, I can't listen. And again, Shavasana, letting go of that thought, letting go of that thing, just focused here. It's a parallel skill. I'm just focused on the breath. Now I'm focused with my full attention on that person. All right. Okay. And it's a practice and it's a skill that develops. And it also is, I would say, highly dependent on that push of raga devasia, push pull. If I can notice the little pushing away that's inside me, that's going to get in the way. So I breathe through that, I let that go, and I come back to that person over and over again, just like I come back to the breath over and over again. They are a very parallel skill. Not having expectations. If I'm in a strategy session and I'm sure it's going to close because that person really needs my work, attachment, I can't hear. I'm here actually exploring what might happen with this person. I am open to possibility. And they might even have a deeper need than I thought. That's happened in a strategy session. I think a person's going to come, maybe come to the Mexico retreat, and they've come to the whole year. Or I think that person is perfect and it's not that person, it's the next person. So all of the Letting Go series comes into play in our deep listening skills. And notice that the abundance series is behind that as well, right? Because if I think that the world is scarce, if I think there's not enough clients, if I think that I'm in a strategy session, this person has to say yes because nobody else is going to say yes. It's a attachment. Plus, I can't listen. So all of the abundance series also comes before and, you know, you could say culminates in this point of the listening. And then all of the skills are interwoven that we're learning all year long. All right. I want to move on to some other pieces of the call. If you're understanding the connection between listening and letting go, and why, like Wendy said, it belongs so perfectly in this series, listening and letting go. If you hear the connection between those two, raise your hand. Let's see, that's landing. I'm looking for 100% here. Yeah, good. Okay. So I want to just close up this part about the listening through hearing your one or two or three words, not more than a sentence, the most important thing that you've heard about listening. And remember, it's a practice. Just the awareness of it and then starting to play with that skill is a really big piece of this. Can I notice when I'm listening and when I'm not listening, for instance, right? And can I be gentle with myself? And can I listen to more of what's actually going on inside me too? It's a really important piece of that skill. So one or two or three words, not more than a sentence. What's the thing that I've heard about listening that matters to me the most here? I can actually go away and use. We're going to do a little brief consolidation of this and move on to another piece after. Dottie, you're in my upper left corner. One or two or three words.
Enlightening.
Pardon me?
Enlightening.
Enlightening. Thank you. Good. Yeah. Yvonne, one or two or three words, the most important piece around that listening for you, you'd actually like to implement.
Quieting the chatter in my head.
Yeah. Teresa.
To put me in neutral.
So I love how you put that. Yeah. Me in neutral. That's another way to put what I say, make me a channel of your peace, whatever the language is for you about that. I'm just on all my stuff there. Yeah. Beautiful. Steve.
I'll say just do it. There aren't rules.
Uh-huh. And by the way, Steve, while I've got you here, did you get that my reply to your email that you didn't get?
Yes.
And yeah, that you can, it's for you, or you can share it with the community. It's such a great example of exactly what we're talking about. The essence of my reply to you is exactly in about this. And if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, don't worry about it, so you can share it or not share it. But when we know this, there was a question he was asking me, and the answer is right here. The answer to that is right here. It's a real listening, not bound by those rules. You can make the rules, break the rules. Yeah, thank you. Good. Mary Kay.
Even if you talk a lot, others can feel listened uh-huh. to.
Yeah. It's kind of, you guys know I talk a lot, and I get that from a lot of people. Nobody's ever listened to me in that way, Michelle. And I talk more than most of the people that I know. How could that happen? I'm breaking the rules. Right? Thank you for that. Love that. Yes. Barb.
It's a skill that can be learned.
Yes. Thank you for underlining that, because we can all do this and it can get better. I'm learning better and better. I've studied this and for years I'm learning. Marla.
Useful to practice all the time.
Yes, practice. And right back to the beginning of the Abundance Series, what am I practicing? Remember that? What am I practicing? And this is one of the things that I want to be practicing. It's an essential business skill, essential life skill. Wendy.
It's found in the heart-to-heart soul connection.
Mm-hmm. And when I have that, I can break all those rules. It's not about the rules. Or I could use the rules. Doesn't even matter, right? Thank you. Lindsay, if you're able to speak where you are. Might not be able to. Okay, thank you. So the next part of this call, I wanted to respond to one of Mary Kay's two great questions, beautiful questions. And her question was about, how do I go from a connection call? The essence of her question is, how do I go from a connection call to a strategy session? And I printed it off. Let me see. Some more of the question I need to pick up here. Yeah, so she says, how do I move from a connection call to a strategy session? I do connection calls. Sometimes people get these aha revelations. It surprises me because I didn't even know I was doing anything. And then I wonder if I could be offering one of my programs. How do I know what to do next? Ideas, I write this. And I love the way that as you write your questions, the answers are also start to come. I might say something along these lines. If it feels right, wow, you just got a profound revelation. Is this something you'd like to do more of? Because I may have an idea for you. And then offer a separate strategy call, right? So here's a connection call. Somebody had a revelation. Hey, want to learn more or want to do more of this? Would more of this be helpful to you? Would you like to be on a call? This is another place where we can break all the rules. I could give you a script to follow about going from connection call to strategy session, but I don't think that's as useful as understanding the essence of it. And the essence of it, a connection call is two people helping each other, basically, and getting on a call and exploring stuff. And a strategy session is a more pointed conversation about what is your best next step. It's more of a one-way thing, right? It's a more pointed in one direction. I will help you find your one best next step. And if they're at that point in the conversation, like, also, is there a fit between what I do and what you're looking for, if they're ready for that language? So in a connection call, it's a little bit more open-ended. And so how first do I move from the connection call to the strategy session? It has an energetic resonance, which is why I put it after the listening thing, with what we just talked about listening. If I'm listening to squeeze this thing out of them, I can't listen, right? If I'm doing that connection call to squeeze a strategy session out of them, it doesn't go well, right? And I know you're not doing that, Mary Kay, but sometimes we do that unconsciously, right? So a connection call could have lots of different areas you could go in, just like a conversation could. It is a conversation. In a connection call, I'm meeting with somebody that I find interesting. Maybe it's because I notice they've got something, they're partly away in my ideal client zone, or they could be a potential client. Maybe it's somebody that I could have be, you know, partner with. Maybe it's somebody we're going to do an interview exchange. We're going to interview each other to each other's lists. Maybe I might end up needing that person's services. Maybe we're going to become best friends. Maybe we're going to mastermind together and solve a problem together. A connection call is two people helping each other in multiple different ways and exploring what might happen. And like listening, it has that same thing. It's not like I've got to push this way. I'm open to possibilities. And when I'm like that in the connection call, rather than, okay, I'm going to do a connection call because I know this person needs my work and I'm going to drive them to a strategy session. And again, Mary Kay, you don't have that energy, but for many of us, we might accidentally do that, or we might have little parts of us like that. Harder to get there from there. If I allow the connection call to be more open-ended, let's see what happens. And I show up in service, and then they're asking a lot of questions and I'm really helping a lot. It can be pretty easy to go, wow, yeah, I'm so glad that, you know, one idea about, I'm going to make this up and this is probably all wrong, doesn't matter. Like how you stand beside your horse, that is an important moment that you hadn't even recognized before. And that, you know, now you realize that there's this one way you stood and this other way you stood and it's changed everything. That's really cool. And now, like, I know we got to get you onto the horse and there's a whole, like there's five other steps to that. Because what you notice in the standing beside your horse, now we got to get you on it if we're going to change that, you know, problem that you have with your when you're riding your horse because or whatever it is. Or it could be about decorating your house. It could be about copyright. It could be about time management. It could be about sales. It could be about anything. Fill in the blank. All right. It could be about travel. It could be about coffee. It could be about anything. Right. So there's, you know, we found this one thing, and this one thing has this five other things. We don't have time for that and here, you know, but like, would you like to explore that to see really what the best next step is to solve this bigger problem that you've been wanting to solve, which is every time your horse wants to, it's probably not this at all, but imagine in this analogy that you want to go over this jump and every time your horse, you know, balks and you fall off and get hurt. I don't know, right? Yes, it starts at the standing, but we've got all these other steps and I don't know what the best next step is because it may be falling apart when you get on the horse. It might be falling apart when you're riding. It might be something about that particular horse. Like, I don't know. Do you want to be on a call and see like what the biggest problem is and see what your best next step is? Happy to help you with that. So do you see what I did? There's a real person expressing a real problem. You've solved one thing for them and they see that you're solving, you know, there's a bunch of things, but every one thing that you solve leads genuinely to a whole bunch of other things. And you know, because you've listened well to what it is that they're really wanting and needing. Hey, do you want to be on this other call? And then it's a different genre and you're describing it to them in simple words. Hey, do you want to get on another call? Like, because we, you know, we're out of time on this call, but if you want to get on another call, we can see what your best next step is to solve X problem that we've been talking about. I'd be happy to help. We'll see what your best next step is. One of the things might be working with you. It might be something else, but you know, we'll see whatever that is. And, but the key to there is keeping the open-endedness of the connection call. Because when it's open-ended and then it starts to take a shape, you will know when that person should be going to a strategy session, when they shouldn't be. I was on one of those connection call the other day and the person I was with, I've known for a long time and desperately needs this work, but the operative word is desperately, too desperately, and would not be ready to hear. I thought that call might go to the strategy session next. I didn't offer it at all. I didn't even mention that was a possibility because that person just wasn't ready. I thought they might be when I got on the connection call. They weren't. But there's something else that might happen between us because there's something else going on in our life that we might be able to help each other in a different way. So when I'm not attached, attachment is going to cause me suffering. And then when a conversation is going in a particular way and they see there's this one thing, but there could be many other things that you could help them with. And you really don't know genuinely what the most important thing is. Because even if it was just about standing beside my horse, yeah, we learned that you can have your gaze, you know, right in the horse's eyes, or maybe not, I don't know, right? Or you can gaze off in the horizon, that's going to help, but it's not just about where you're looking, it's about how you're standing. It's about how you're touching the horse or not. Like, I don't know anything about this, right? But I'm saying it doesn't have to be just standing and then riding. It could be how you're standing. It could be, you know, how you're managing your day versus how you're managing your week. If you're Steve, if with Wendy, if it's about travel, it's like, how can you be envisioning travel now, even if you can't move, if that's still part of your vision for yourself, right, Wendy? So like, could be, it's always, but there's one piece, but there's so much more. Do you want to be on that call? So Mary Kay, does that help? Dovetails completely with what we're talking about with listening.
Yes, it helps a lot. It's almost the opposite of what you said before. I don't get attached to what I can help them with, but I get stymied when they tell me their aha, and then I don't take it any further.
And I can't remember what I would have said before. And, you know, the world is filled with paradox. So, you know, and also the answer I give is very contextual too. So if I said something else in a different context, and if you're confused by that, go ahead and ask a follow-up question. I will say for, actually, it'd probably be during the Mexico retreat, is go ahead. There's going to be lots of spaces for, you know, questions and taking things deeper. Does this give you something to go on for now?
Yes. Thank you.
Fantastic. Yeah, you're very, very welcome. All right. I love the way that, could you also, if you can see how that dovetails with listening, and it's in the same energetic of that and the non-attachment that's needed by that, raise your hand. Did I land that point? Did you get it? Okay. Because that's on me if you didn't. Okay. Good. Thank you. All right. Mary Kay's next question was about what we're headed toward anyway. She says, how much space at home do we need for the retreat? Will you be setting us a tentative agenda? What are ways I can set myself up for the virtual retreat? Clearing my schedule, Shavasana, what else? So with the rest of this call, you know, next week, I will be there and Sarah will be teaching and training and answering questions. Super, super excited. We've never had her do this for the community ever before. And I'm just super, super excited about this for you. So I will be there as well. There might be a couple of pieces that I will give you in preparation. And then, you know, for the Mexico retreat, and also some pieces in your inbox and so on. And then we're going to be deep diving together. So it'll be lots of time that we'll get to spend together in the next little while. So I call part three, letting go for Mexico. So all kinds of ways we're going to practice, not just letting go, but a whole bunch of other things as we come up to Mexico. But because we're just finishing off the letting go series, it seemed to me, and because we're in this COVID-19 time where we have been asked as a culture to let go of all kinds of things out of necessity, right? And how do we navigate that? So letting go is so huge. We're in the letting go series and for these times. I really wanted to approach Mexico with the eyes of letting go. And there are a number of places where we may want to let go in preparation for Mexico. How things have to be, what I need to know beforehand in order to prepare. Maybe ideas that I don't even know I'm hanging on to, that I have been hanging on to, that maybe could change in Mexico that will serve me better. So old stories maybe. Maybe letting go of some of my business structures that I thought I had to have. I thought I had to have one assistant, maybe I need two. Maybe I thought I needed two assistants and I don't need any right now. I don't know. Like, open to the possibility of structure shifting and changing as we come to Mexico, that there is a flexibility. If there's not that flexibility, if I have to have everything in my life exactly as it is right now, then the results I'll get will be exactly like the ones I'm receiving right now, and there's no growth, right? So what am I willing to let go of? What am I willing to have shift and change in my environment, in my practices, in how I prepare, and so on? And so there's things that we want to let go of, and then there's things that we want to bring in as well in order to get the most out of the Mexico at home retreat. So where are, I want to do this just like popcorn here, like just opening out your line and just sharing a word or two or a sentence. What are some things that you think you might want to let go of for Mexico as we're coming up to Mexico that will help you get the most out of the retreat? Let's just do this like popcorn. Let's name 10 or 20 things that you might want to let go of that you've just been noticing because we've been talking today about letting go.
The schedule.
Yep. The schedule. Yes. I need to have a schedule. Otherwise, everything is going to fall apart. Just notice that, right? It's like, oh, what if it's okay if I don't have a schedule? I want us to be super present. I want it to be flexible.
Expectations.
I want it to be expectations. Absolutely. Thank you. What else?
Mind chatter.
Pardon me?
Mind chatter.
Mind chatter. Yes. So as I'm coming up to the Mexico retreat, how can I let go of that mind chatter? Just noticing it and with love, just letting it go. Right? Shavasana. What else might I want to let go to as I'm coming up to the Mexico retreat? I've got one that's bubbling up inside me, preconceived ideas about what it's going to feel like. And especially because we've all been to probably one or two or three day events by now. And Barb, just her, all of her body energy was like, it was exhausted, like we could see it before she said the words. Maybe we have some preconceived ideas about what it's going to feel like. It might be causing dvesha, dread. I can't be online for a week. Well, no, this is a thing that's going to change what that feels like and empower me to use our visual, our virtual world in ways that are different from what we've ever done before. Right? What else? Let's hear one or two more. Yeah, Steve.
The sand between my toes.
Yes, exactly. That's. I'm so glad you mentioned that. And that's hilarious for Yvonne. That's her least favorite thing. Hope you don't mind if I out you on that, Yvonne. Right?
That's okay. Well,
she lets go of easily.
Well, actually, mine too, but it's one of those things that I was sort of expecting to have happen next week, which is not.
Right. Yeah. Right. And so, and as I've been talking to team too about Mexico, you know, expectations of what it should be like, whether you've been there many times before, you've never been to Mexico itself or to this Mexico retreat, what it's supposed to be like and letting that go and letting it be its own thing. I've got Wendy and Steve beside each other with these Mexico backgrounds, right? Wendy, go ahead.
So I am letting go of my family's needs, and I actually am going to my parents, hopefully I'm going to, my parents have a home in Utah somewhere else. And so I'm going somewhere all by myself. So I'm letting go of my family's needs, and I'm allowing my needs to be most important through this week.
Wow. I can't underline that enough. Freaking beautiful. So what is it that you can do that allows you the most spaciousness, as Wendy has done? And then you might be hanging on to, that's twice for Wendy. It's like, wow, she can, I hope you don't mind if I do this, Wendy. But like, she gets to go away and she gets a massage. And I don't have those things because, you know, not an empowering story at all for any of us, right? Instead, how can I be inspired by that? Maybe you can do that and you didn't even realize it. You're going to be inspired to do what Wendy is doing because you're able and it just wouldn't even cross your mind. Or maybe you can do that energetically. You might be in the midst of your family or the people you live with, or what is it? We were just talking about self-care. It's like, yeah, Michelle got it, extreme self-care. Yeah, well, there's Wendy doing it. Is there another level of extreme self-care that you have the possibility to enact as we're coming up to Mexico? And then what kind of conversations and what kind of listening might be needed with family? And what kind of expectations do you have? Oh no, they're not going to like that. And is there dvesha playing there? Maybe they'll love that. Maybe they've just been waiting for you finally to take care of yourself, right? Letting go of expectations and making a space for yourself. Beautiful. So those are some things that we might want to let go of. And you might want to take some time to see what else you want to let go of. If there's nothing, then we end up with the same, right? What do I want to let go of as I'm coming up to Mexico? You might write a list of 100 things. You could put it in the Facebook page if you want. Clearing a space for the Mexico at home retreat. And then I want to spend a little bit of time together here. Anything else wanting to be said about things to let go of in preparation for the Mexico retreat? Yeah, Wendy, go ahead.
I feel like I've had a really, really, really great week this last week in transforming some dirt to gold. And I'm also aware of that pull to, or that, I don't know if it's Raja or Dvesha or maybe it's attachment to not wanting to lose those experiences, but needing to let them go so that there can be more and more experiences coming in.
Wow. I love that. I learned that, if I'm hearing you correctly, one of the deepest times I learned that was in 2005. And I had this beautiful, magical, I'll just say beautiful, magical, spiritual experience. It was just amazing. A beautiful thing happened to me. And then one of my teachers, who I just wanted to strangle at the time, really, I mean, it was not pretty. When I mentioned it to her, and it's like a heartfelt, you know, told her what happened. And she's like, oh, that's nice, Michelle. Just, you know, cherish the memory and let it go. Like, what? This is a few years ago. This is 15 years ago, right? What? Don't you understand? Didn't you hear? I was so attached to her hearing, and I was attached to making something of it, and I wanted to hang on to it. And then as I started investigating, it's like, oh, wait, that was already gone. And since it wasn't like what it was when it happened, there's a beautiful opening that happened for me. Another layer of the letting go. Can I let go of that prior experience? Can I let go of that expectation? Can I let go of even the beautiful things to make room for the next level? What's the next level for me? Can I let go of the excellent to make room for the outstanding? What does that look like in your life? All right. Okay, beautiful. Thank you. Anything else bubbling up around the letting go for Mexico? Yeah, Marla.
I'm letting go of concerns I have about the schedule in a different time zone.
Yes, thank you. Love that. Concerns around the schedule. If I keep having concerns around the schedule, it's going to cause me suffering because it's raga. I'm hanging on to having a schedule, and devasia, I'm pushing away the idea that there is no schedule. It's going to cause me suffering. What work do I want to do internally, starting with Shavasana probably, to let that be okay? And if we don't think that's an important practice, look at that COVID world out there. I need things to be X way or I won't be happy, or I can't grow my company, or. What a great practice. I don't need to have it any particular way for my company to thrive, for my life to thrive, for it to be beautiful. Love it. Thank you. All right. I want to spend just a couple of minutes just before we start wrapping up the call. If those are some things I want to let go of, what are some things that I want to prepare to make it an exceptional retreat for myself? And Wendy had one of the things that she's preparing. She says, I'm going away. I'm actually physically going away. So she's letting go of something and bringing something new into her life to allow for the best of retreat experiences. And again, whether you've been there 5 times or you've never been there before, what do you think you want to prepare in order to let it be the best experience for yourself? Let's do this like popcorn as well.
I want to bring my crown so that I can crown myself every day with the truth of who I am.
Love that. Crown. I know who I am. So, and I hear you bring in intentionality as well. You know, strong intention to the treat. Yes, beautiful. What else? And you know, Wendy has had to look at these strumble, taking herself to a different place and crowning herself. And can y'all see that the Wendy that didn't do that versus the Wendy that did do this? Are they going to have, if this fictional Wendy who just went, okay, well, I'm going to make sure that I'm looking after the baby and taking care of my, you know, taking care of my family, taking care of, you know, baby, anyway. Little one, taking care of, you know, everybody else, making sure I got the shopping done. I'm doing the retreat, and there's that version of Wendy, and then there's this version of Wendy. Which Wendy had a better Mexico experience? Do you know already? It's pretty clear, isn't it, to me? So, what is it that we can all do with whatever it is we have, and then be unattached to it, needing to be perfect? What can I do to carve out space for myself? What can I do to carve out the best circumstances beforehand that allow me to receive what I'm meant to receive in Mexico? And again, no judgment. Maybe you've got like 5 kids at home and a barking dog, and that's what is making peace with that might be your work, right? Everyone is in a different situation. What else do you want to prepare for it to be the best retreat possible for you even before you walk in? Yeah, Mary-Kate, and then Yvonne.
I'm going to explore what kind of space I'm going to have. And there's a couple of spaces around my property that I can set aside. And then I really want to explore sort of why or my need to have things messy. Mm-hmm. And that might be something I can let go of.
Uh-huh. Nice. So there's a letting go and a preparing. All in one. I love it. And how does the space around me affect me? And again, you might live in a, you know, closet like Harry Potter. You might live in a mansion. You might own a beach. You might, you know, like whatever, right? Or anything in between. I think of Wendy and Steve on the beach there, right? And so but what space can I find that is the best for me? Because our spaces also determine our beingness, our interactions, our how we be in the world and what we think and imagine. So what is it that I, how can I create my space in a way that serves and supports me? Yes, love that. Yvonne.
I will talk to my family as well about what that week is going to look like and how much, you know, space I can create for myself. I was actually, Wendy, thank you for saying that you were potentially going elsewhere, because on the property where I'm at, there is actually a bottom suite that has everything like a normal house. And so I might just totally live there for a week.
Ah, how beautiful is that? And that's why I wanted to share this, because each of you has that possibility as you're listening to each other. I strongly recommend you lean in with each other as well. Thanks, Dottie. I see you. And she'll always be my baby. I just saw that now, Wendy. So lean in with each other. What can you learn from each other about how to set up your space, how to set up with your family beforehand? And again, the most important thing that happens to you and through you in the Mexico at Home retreat might be everything that happens beforehand. You don't know. That might be the most important thing that happens there. And then a whole bunch more will happen once we get going, right? Another thing that I want to just drop into your ear is meals. I want you to think about food beforehand. So we're going to wrap this call up in just a minute here, but meals. Like what, I don't know what your, everyone has a different circumstance. Maybe you're cooking 3 gourmet meals for 20 people every day regularly. Well, is that what you want to do during the retreat? Just think about it. And maybe you need to, and then that's your reality, and then it's letting go. That's okay. Or maybe you don't need to do that, and maybe there's a conversation that could be had with somebody who doesn't usually make meals, and maybe you could be cooking them for 10 people instead of 20, or maybe nobody, or maybe for 3 days out of that week, or maybe that whole week, somebody else could be bringing meals to you. Self-care, extreme self-care. What is it to actually carve out a space for yourself, bigger and more beautiful, extreme self-care than you've ever done before? And also, if it's like, well, I can't have that conversation with that person, that would be hard and they would hate that. Oh, Devesha. Oh, creating, that's unconscious tragedy, living life as though it's going to go downhill, right? Notice that. Maybe that conversation is going to be the most important one you've ever had with them. Maybe they're going to go, finally, I so see you working so hard and I just would love to help and care. Or maybe you're going to pull in somebody that doesn't usually take care of you, or maybe you've cared for them or whatever it is, or maybe you're going to order in some meals. Especially, and you don't even know what the schedule is, but you're going to go, oh, well, here's a place that I know it's an easy access to a meal so that I'm not going to be concerned about that. And I'm going to eat better than I usually do. Maybe I'm going to carve out a space of things that are on my to-do list. I'll try to clear them out and also get some sleep beforehand. And maybe I'll let go of some of the stuff that I thought I had to do beforehand because I was going to stay up all night for 3 nights in order to get it done and then arrive exhausted. Or maybe I'm just going to say, hey, I don't actually need to do that beforehand and I'm going to let it go. Tons of places to practice so that I can arrive rested, feeling good, having carved out a space for myself and actually implementing all these different and listening into myself and what I need, thinking about the listening part, actually implementing and putting on the court these things that we've been learning throughout the Letting Go series. Make sense? And so much more. What is it that I want this to be? How do I want to prepare so that it is the best experience possible for me? So I'll leave you with that today. We're going to round out this call. And I know if you got to go, we're already at the hour now. You can put your ahas, your inspired actions in the Facebook group. It's always a great thing to do. Share it with a call on a call as well. Thanks, Teresa. And for those who are still here, so we can energetically round out this call, one aha and one inspired action. So we can take what we've learned here out into our world. We know that it's actually tangible and real. Mary Kay, you're up first. You're in my left-hand corner.
My aha is, if I don't, how to say this, if I don't speak up, there's nobody's going to listen or something like that.
Love that. Love that. That's a different aspect of listening too. Having being listened to, we'll dive in a different part of our series, different part of the year. Because there's more to listening than we can dive into here. And I love that you pointed in that direction. And your inspired action.
My inspired action is to plan the talk that I've been putting off for 6 weeks.
Love that. Beautiful. Thanks, Mary Kay. Barb, you're up next.
My aha is that I can plan to let go and to prepare. Yes. It's different from getting the suitcase out and everything. So preparing and letting go. And so my action will be looking at what I want to do to let go and prepare and what those things might be.
Fantastic. It's a beautiful thing to do in preparation for Mexico. Thank you, Barb. And again, Sarah's going to give us some beautiful tools and pieces to help us with that as well next week. So I'm super excited about that call as well. Thanks, Barb. Love it. Wendy, you're up.
So my aha is just breaking free of all the shoulds or the rules that society says this is the way that things are supposed to be, not only just in listening, but in everything. Definition of who I am as a mom, so many things to break free of about what things should look like in my life.
I love that. And I'm feeling you actually meaning those words. Some people say that and don't mean them, but I hear the movement in you. This is beautiful. Yes. And what's your inspired action?
My inspired action, I don't notice that you like necessarily spoke about it. Well, I mean, we did, because I think that the way that you get out of, I don't know, Devasia, and what's the other one?
Raga.
Is to come to the presence. And so I am right now in my life practicing being in the now. And I just this morning, my husband was like, we were making breakfast and our elbows were bumping and we're not in our dream home. We moved. And he's like, our kitchen is way too small. And my mind went, yeah. And we have this really great kitchen coming. And then I said, but you know what? This kitchen allows us to be really close to each other. And just brought it back to the present and what I appreciate right now in this moment.
Yes. I love that you underline that. Raga Devasia, they have lots of, you know, present or past and future in them. It's like, oh no, I got to push that away because that bad thing happened before. And then if I do that, then that bad thing's going to happen. Like, yes. So beautiful. Yes, yes, and yes. Love it. Thank you. Steve, you're up.
I guess I had several ahas, or at least ooh-ahs.
I love those ooh-ahs.
And that is... just to remember that listening is something that you need to practice.
Yeah.
And it's not something that I have been terribly good at in my life because my brain tends to run to what I'm going to do to the point where I finish what other people are saying before they get there.
So this could be the most important call this year for you.
It's a bad habit of mine. Mm-hmm. which I do mostly with my family, because I know them best. And it frustrates them. Anyway, my inspired action is I'm going to take a look at the stuff that's behind my green screen, which is right here, and see if I can't make a little space, put a little sand on the floor. No, make a little space for Mexico, particularly if we're going to be doing actual movements and yoga and that kind of thing. The space that I have here with my chair, I can't back it up 6 inches. So
perfect. I love it.
So
thank you so much. You guys are awesome. I just love each and every one of you, and I'm super excited to see you with Sarah next week. And then shortly after that, we will have our Mexico at Home retreat, which I am so excited about. We're doing so much work toward, and it's going to be super, super, super fun. And I'm excited about the work that you're doing and the preparation, the inner preparation and outer world preparation you're doing to get ready for Mexico. That alone is going to be life changing as I hear you making those shifts. Really, really beautiful. Have a fantastic week, everybody. We'll look for those things in your inbox, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye for now.